This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're visiting with Brent Gloy. He's with AgEconomist.com and co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. This week, Brent, we're going to talk about looking at crop budgets. When you look at the Eastern Corn Belt, they favor growing soybeans for 2017. What are you guys finding?
Yeah, Joe, that's exactly right. When we do the budgets, we do them every year at Purdue, and we look at the returns, and particularly the contribution margin, or the amount of revenue you have after you subtract your variable costs. And this year, what we see is the largest contribution margin is generated by soybeans, and by a good amount, around $60 an acre. So that's one of the bigger contribution margins we've ever seen, differentials we've ever seen. So it tends to favor soybeans, particularly in the Eastern Corn Belt.
Looking at the graphic, and you can see that at AgEconomist.com if you'd like to follow along. Compare that to what you're seeing for corn.
Yeah, so when we look at corn, it's just it's mainly about price relationships right now. Corn prices are just not high enough relative to soybean prices to make corn real attractive. So, you know, when we look at it on all of the land there, given where rents are at, farmers could be expecting a loss, but the loss is definitely smaller with soybean.
You ask a good question on your blog, and that is, do contribution margins matter when you go to make planning decisions?
Yeah, it's, you know, last year I think caught a lot of people off guard where we saw an expansion in corn acres, even though the budgets at that time were even favoring soybeans. But what we see is that it's pretty clear, a couple things are pretty clear. One, when corn has a contribution of margin advantage, it generates a lot of corn acres. I think 2007. We saw a huge increase in corn acres, and in that year, for instance, the corn-soybean price ratio is right around 2. This year, it's about 2.6, and what we've seen over time is that when that thing gets large and the contribution margins are bigger for soybeans, it tends to result in more soybean acres and fewer corn acres. So I think we can safely expect in the Eastern Corn Belt that we'll see some kind of a response like that.
Wrap it up for us. What do producers need to consider when making these planning decisions?
Well, I think everybody's got to look at their own situation. And the reason we say the Eastern Corn Belt is that when you look at the yield relationship between corn and soybeans, it tends to favor soybeans out there. They just can get a little bit better soybean yields relative to corn yields than say we can here in most places in Nebraska. So that's one thing to consider. The other thing to consider is when you start thinking about corn acres, I think we'll see a pretty big expansion in soybean acres. It's going to be interesting to see what actually happens to corn, because there's about 3 million acres of wheat that didn't get planted this year. There'll probably be some spring wheat that doesn't go in because of poor economics in wheat. So I think corn plantings will probably be pretty strong, too, but we want to pay pretty close attention to that going forward. And then, obviously, those price relationships can change real fast, as all your listeners know. So we'll want to keep watching it as we go forward.
That's Brent Gloy from AgEconomist.com and co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like to look at the blog, go to AgEconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, it's on our podcast page at RuralRadio.com. For Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.